Welcome to today's podcast, where we'll be reviewing the Harmonic Dyne Devil, a dual dynamic driver IEM that unfortunately doesn't quite hit the mark in a competitive market. We'll delve into their build quality, design, sound, and performance, and compare them to the Sennheiser IE200. First up, let's take a look at the design choices behind the Harmonic Dyne Devil. The Devil represents the brand's second attempt at IEMs, boasting two 10mm LDM dynamic drivers and a neutral bright signature. They embrace a minimalist aesthetic, featuring a CNC machined aluminum build and a two-piece shell design. The nozzle is a bit long, and the MMCX connector remains sturdy. Although build quality is commendable, comfort is just decent, with isolation falling below average due to the shallow fit design. All right. Let's dive into how these IEMs sound. The Devil's bass doesn't emphasize the sub-bass region, a departure from popular tuning tendencies. The mid-range reveals some thinness in the lower mids, while upper mids stand out. However, the treble lacks airiness, and the soundstage and imaging are fairly wide and tall, but could use more depth. Dynamics and speed are acceptable, but not exceptional. Time to compare the Harmonic Dyne Devil to the Sennheiser IE200. The Devil offers a more premium and substantial build, while the IE200 takes the cake for comfort and isolation. Sound-wise, the Devil showcases more clarity with its upper mid-range boost, while the IE200 goes for a denser, smoother tuning. The Devil's soundstage is wider, and the imaging is slightly more precise. Overall, the IE200 performs better with most playlists, and the Devil shines in acoustic tracks or when clarity is needed in a busy mix. In conclusion, the Harmonic Dyne Devil's unique tuning and driver setup look promising on paper, but the actual performance leaves us wanting more. The mid-treble focus signature with a lack of airiness feels incomplete, and with fierce competition, being good at a few aspects isn't enough to make these IEMs stand out. Harmonic Dyne has room to grow in their next release, especially regarding the upper treble.